Good morning, everyone. It's me again, your favorite little kitty cat. So, I'm still trying to get up. And for some reason, my body's just not wanting to move. I know I have a lot of things to do because my son's move-out date is Monday. We will be driving into Chicago, into a burb, I should say, and getting him situated into his new apartment. This is the first time he'll be on his own. I'm excited, yet afraid. I fear for my man-child, because I've babied him a little. Not a lot. And I have a lot of things to do this weekend. It'll be my last big, how do I say, what's the word, a term I want to use, where I enable my son not to be responsible, because I will be packing his stuff, doing all his laundry, and then Monday following him to his new apartment, well, actually to school first, and then to his apartment, and then we'll be leaving him there. I feel bad for him because his girlfriend just got out of school. I feel bad for him because he's going to be starting school when everybody else is off of school. He starts Tuesday, the 29th of May. And everybody else is done for the summer. And he'll just be getting started. And I feel bad for him. But then again, you know, this is life. This is what it's all about. I'm going to be an empty nester. So next week, be prepared. The emotional roller coaster begins. I don't know how I'm going to deal with it. I think I'll be fine. I think there'll be moments when, yes, I will miss him, and I will realize that he's not here. You know, we did an awful lot of booze together, and we're kind of like best friends. We understand each other because we're a lot alike. And I just had a thought. Not sure I want to share it, but I was thinking, well, I'll share it. I'll have to actually reconnect to my beloved. Because we're not on the same thought wave. You know, where I can look at him and not say anything and he'll know exactly what I'm thinking. Whereas my man-child, I could look at him in the eyes and he'll know exactly what I'm thinking. And I won't have to say anything. And my beloved is just derp. I love him dearly. He just, his idea of some things that are important are just not the same as mine. But anyway, what else was I going to say? Oh my gosh, I forgot. Yeah, I have to get up and start doing laundry. And Lord knows there's a lot of it. Because my son doesn't do any of it. He may do a load and then he'll leave it in the dryer for me. Oh, yes, I'm going to miss that immensely. Mm-hmm. Not. And the fact that he piles up dishes, and he's the only one that eats in the kitchen. You know, I mean, I usually eat at work and then I'm done for the day. But I have to get up. Somebody make me breakfast. Ugh. Yeah. Food. I need nourishment. Okay, later, news people.